So I stand corrected. Now we address item C, electronic filing and service rules allowing superior courts to mandate electronic filing and service in civil courts. And I welcome Judge Herman, Justice Berniers, and Pat O'Donnell.
While we're waiting for the technology to boot up here, this is an absolutely terrific project to help those courts, which at this time are few but will increase over time, those courts with e-filing, to allow those courts to have a local rule that mandates in lawyer-represented cases e-filing, which will be a tremendous e-business improvement for the courts. And to refresh the council's recollection, this originated with the Orange County Court. Kurt Childs, myself, and EMP worked with the court on the legislation so that Orange County ultimately became a pilot project, and they started their mandatory e-filing January 1st of this year. The chief, on recommendation of JCTC, the Internal Technology Committee, appointed the 2073 working group chaired by Justice Berniers and vice chaired by myself, with reporting responsibilities to both JCTC and CTAC. And I just want to say at the outset that, Patrick, you did a terrific job working with the working group, and the working group is marvelous. Under our new policies regarding working groups, this working group will sunset as soon as we put the final period on this project, but it's a fabulous project. And Justice Berniers, you want to walk us through it then? And by the way, we have 20 minutes on the agenda, but in the interest of time, we're going to cut this to 10 minutes. And so I'd like Justice Miller, our timekeeper, to keep us on track. just remember the perils of social media, though.
Good afternoon, Chief Justice, members of the council. As Judge Herman noted, AB 2073 task force was assembled at the direction of Chief Justice to implement rules provided under new Code of Civil Procedure Section 1010.6. That was the code section amended by AB 2073. That code section specifically authorized the Orange County Superior Court to establish a pilot project for specified civil actions for electronic filing and service, but also required the council to adopt uniform rules to permit mandatory electronic filing and service of documents for civil actions in all of the trial courts on or before July 1st of 2014. Upon adoption of these rules, the Superior Court may, by local rule, require or mandate e-filing and electronic service. When AB 2073 was pending, the council decided that it would provide strong support for that legislation and advised the governor that not only does the council support it, but despite being given until July of 2014 to adopt the rules, the council intended to accomplish this well before the statutory deadline so that more courts will be able to take advantage of this important technology. The working group that was put together on this was very broadly inclusive. We had representation from the Court Technology Advisory Committee, from the Civil and Small Claims Advisory Committee, the Court Executives and Presiding Judges Advisory Committees, California Judges Association, from our Court IT Officers Technology Forum. We also had representation from the bar, from collection attorneys, from legal aid organizations. So we had pretty broad input into these rules. The committee met first in September of last year, and draft rules were prepared with Patrick O'Donnell's assistance as a result of the input from the committee members at that meeting. At that meeting, I think we identified three primary issues where there was some element of disagreement and some differing points of view. Those were on the scope of the case types to be covered, on the filing window that would be used, whether it would be concurrent with the court's paper filing window or whether we could accept filings up until midnight. And then probably the most significant question was how we would deal with pro se litigants, whether they would be required to participate and then have the ability to opt out, of e-filing and e-service, or whether instead they would be otherwise excluded but allowed to opt in to the process. We had, as you have seen from the comment charts, extensive public comments on these proposed rules. On April 29th of this year, after receipt of the public comments, the task force again met, and I'm pleased to say we were able to reach consensus on all of these issues. On the case types, you'll see that the proposed rules provide that a court may mandate e-filing in all civil case types. Again, while there was some disagreement on this initially, I think there was ultimately agreement that courts should have broad discretion on the types of cases that would benefit from e-filing and electronic service. On the question of the filing window, I think that the ultimate decision was that the courts would have the ability by local rule to experiment in that area, to, in other words, either comply with the current paper filing window or take advantage of the opportunities under technology to accept filings up till midnight. I believe Orange County currently accepts filings up until midnight. Is that correct? The so, again, while there's some remaining differences on those issues, we felt that giving the local trial courts the flexibility and the opportunity to experiment with that and to report back to the council on that issue would be beneficial. And finally, on the issue of the pro se litigants, our conclusion was that while access to justice for pro se litigants can be vastly improved through e-filing, that it is preferable to exclude them from mandatory e-filing, but to allow the pro se litigants to opt in and to have the benefit of e-filing and e-service if they choose to do so. The rules you have before you were reviewed by the Court Technology Advisory Committee and the Civil and Small Claims Advisory Committees with recommendations from both of those advisory committees that the rules be adopted. We're asking Council today to approve the amendment to Rules 2.250, 2.251, 5253, 54, 56, 58, and 59, and to adopt two e-filing forms,
C-7 and 008.
The only other comment that I would like to address just briefly is one that I think came primarily from media representatives expressing concerns that in some way e-filing would limit access by the public or the media to files. And I want to assure the council that that is not the intention of the rules, and frankly, it will not be the result of the rules. The reality is that paper filings that come over the counter these days now will sit on a desk in a back office waiting for a clerk to have the time to be able to review and file those and then put them in the public record. Where that used to be a matter of days in most courts, at least one court is now saying that it takes at least a month to be able to process that matter, get it on calendar, process the paper, get documents in the public file so that they can be seen. It's interesting that I believe Orange County's experience with mandatory e-filing indicates that some of the filings are turned around in under 2 hours, about 22% of their filings, and that most of their filings are completed within 24 hours. Once the civil filings are processed, they become immediately available to everyone electronically, and there is no distinction between internal or external users. In other words, once they are filed, the media has access at the same time that any bench officer has access to those files. So e-filing will provide far greater and far more convenient and far more immediate access to these files than any of the courts that don't have e-filing can currently provide.
So thank you, Justice Ramirez. This is an extremely successful, fast-tracked, rapidly done, lots of input from the trial courts, a great benefit to the trial courts. And again, I want to thank the AB 2073 Working Group for all of their good work, Patrick, et cetera, and the Technology Committee, which has monitored this throughout the process, is pleased to recommend to the Council that the rules and forms be adopted. We've also developed and approved guidelines for reports on mandatory electronic filing and service to assist the courts in reporting on the experiences. That's 11 minutes. Sorry about the 1 minute. I'll give it back.
We join in the appreciation of the task force and the collaborative, careful approach and your quick and efficient presentation, which mirrors, in fact, the work of the task force. So I open it for comments. Otherwise, I'd hear a motion as to the recommendations 1 and 2 found on page 2 of item C. So moved by Mark Robinson, seconded by Judge Jackson. No further discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Matters carry. Thank you again.
Thank you, Chief and Counsel.
Exciting.